Another possibility for the error between left ventricular pressure calculated and experimental could be in our assumption that the elastance as a function of time does not change from an isovolumic beat to that of an ejecting beat. And what I did here was I divided the isovolumic beat, the isovolumic pressure, by the end diastolic volume minus V0 for an isovolumic beat to get elastance. And I divided the left ventricular pressure during the isovolumic relaxation phase by end systolic volume minus V0 to get the elastance during an ejecting beat isovolumic relaxation phase. And as you can see, they're different. Now, is this definitive proof that the error in our model prediction comes from that? Not really, but it does bear watching and further investigation to look at the elastance as a function of time for both ejecting and for isovolumic beats.